Hi, welcome to the first episode of Anything and Everything with Leo Sun and Company. This probably won't be the actual name of the thing, but this is what we're going with right now. So it's a cold Wednesday outside, pretty snowy. We're at Tech High School for Soul and Ensemble. With me, I have
Harriet Johnson,
Neely Hedberg,
Logan Vosick.
All right, so. What do you guys think of Tech so far? I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Solid 3 out of 10. I like the welcoming committee, but the students are a little stingy. And I think they have a bit of a superiority complex.
So do you want to tell listeners to the show what you experienced while at your time at Tech?
Well, I think Logan would be able to testify a little bit more to the student life here, considering the comments that were made.
All right, yeah. For context right now, listeners, we're sitting in the Tech, what do you call it? Not dining room. The cafeteria.
Because I have
solo
ensemble. Why are you not in class?
So, hi, do you want to be on the podcast?
We're here with a resident Tech student.
Yeah. Give us your thoughts on Tech. Say your name if you like.
On Tech. Say your name. Say your name. Please.
My legal name?
You have a different name now? Oh. No, yeah.
Say your name.
No.
No, just say Saren.
You're holding Saren. Up the podcast. Let's get it rolling.
What do you think about Tech? Like the school?
Say what grade you're in.
Ninth grade.
All right.
It's a shithole.
Why do you say that?
The people.
Rate it out of 10.
3.
No!
That's what I said.
That's what Harriet said.
Still better than Apollo.
Okay. Oh. Sorry, we're poor.
Hey, we're poor too.
No, you are not. Look around the building right now.
Yeah, that's what we spent on.
So what are you poor on?
You're poor on people? Is that the people
are poor? Wi-Fi,
yeah, the only thing we could afford to put in jail.
That's right. And the seats.
Not in Keenan's room.
All right. Logan, tell us what happened while your time here.
So first off, I'd give this school about a 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10, all right.
School is really nice. I'd never say that to one of them, though. Because really just, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
People are horrible.
Yeah.
My experience so far is someone came up to me and asked me what school I went to. Apollo. And then someone behind me goes, wow, they just must be so grateful to be in this school right now. Which, what a remark.
I feel like that just rubs you off the wrong way, you know?
Really?
Like you know, what the Tech resident said. I think Apollo, sure, it might be a little rough on some corners, but the people are what make the school happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can't have, a good school without good people. Exactly. Oh, look, there goes the Tech Morning Show rolling by. Apollo Weekly, that'll be coming out, every week, Mondays. We'll film on, Sundays and have them release every Monday. Yeah. We got about 12 episodes planned, so we hope to see you guys there. Yeah. Neely, what are your thoughts on Apollo Tech?
I think that they went a little too far and obviously compensating for a lot of things. Still got a horrible school board and teachers, but
not now. Oh,
the bell. The bell. Listen to bell, folks.
Did you hear that? Who's playing the Windows thing song?
Xylophone.
The mamba. Who's playing the mamba?
Xylophone says mamba.
Now we're gonna have a bunch of Tech residents.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of people walking by. Maybe we can interview some of them.
It's lunch.
Oh, it's lunch.
What time is it?
Oh, I think this podcast with Anything and Everything.
It's actually the exact time we started.
Three lunches. Wow. I think we should give a review of the food here.
Yes, it's horrible.
It probably is the same lunch at Apollo, but it might just be better with the environment. Yeah, the lady at the a la carte, what do you think, Logan?
Very nice, considerate for us, and I think she was very lovely.
I liked her gray, baseball hat with that pink flamingo on it,
Oh, and the guy who recommended the cookie.
Oh, is it good? Mm.
The peaches are solid 7 out of 10. They taste preserved. Oh, the cookie?
Yeah.
The cookie was recommended to me by one of our lovely a la carte staff. And at the first bite, I was like confused. I was like, what is so good about this cookie? Second bite, it hits me. There's like this like melted like chocolate in it. Like, you know, it's like lava cake. It was delicious. We
Someone
need these out of.
I thought the a la carte lady was very nice. She let us eat. Tried to be nice about our names. Accidentally dead named me, but that's okay.
10 out of 10 character.
Not good.
Honestly, you know, I think what makes life, you know, worth it is honestly just the people I meet along the way, really. Also, they have flags in this lunchroom. Yeah. We got America, Albania, South Korea, South Africa. Quite a wide variety of flags for a wide variety of student body. Yeah. You know, Logan, what are your thoughts? The dining room, they have stairs, right? Look at what's going on those stairs. What are your thoughts?
I think it's very crowded. The architecture here is really interesting, kind of like an airport, actually.
Exactly.
But I don't know if I'd recommend stairs to the lunchroom. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I just think, you know, those stairs.
Student safety hazards. People are getting trampled.
I think they went more for looks and less for practicality.
Just like Sartell, the glass rooms.
This is not good. I think one comment we made about Monticello was...
I'm going to beep that over.
Yeah. One of the comments we made about Monticello is that it would, like, slow down a school shooter with the way it is. But I think here, there's a lot more opportunities to just break through something and not very many places to hide based off of what we've seen. But they definitely...
I see Maggie O'Hara. She transferred here last year.
Oh, wait, the O'Haras, they're no longer all going to the same school?
They're divided.
Ooh. You know, the O'Haras.
What one's here?
Maggie.
Now, how much do you know about the O'Haras?
I was in AP Human Geography with Maggie last year. She's very sweet. I like Melanie a lot. She's a big Bonavera fan. I condone that. Kate, I don't talk to her that much. She followed me on Instagram like 2 days ago. Thanks, Kate. And then there's Blake, him and Cece, you know.
Quite a, you know, who would have thought, right? It's almost like Romeo and Juliet, except with families. Except it's one family, you know. Two schools, one fam.
Romeo and Juliet, but with one family, that's just incest, Leo.
Okay, well... Except I wasn't going to go with, like, the romance side of things, but whatever.
No, she's literally going to make that
okay. Oh, all right. Hey, let's go around. Let's look at some of the food, all right? Let's see.
Wait, I want to put you on that, Leo.
Why?
Romeo and Juliet, but with one family.
Without the romance.
You can't see that.
Without the romance.
I think the chairs are pretty bad.
Why is that, Logan?
Oh, they're just not comfortable.
Oh, okay. Oh, for context, I'm wearing my Civil Air Patrol jacket just because I was going to go for it. He thanked me for my service, which...
I thought he was mocking you.
I think he was. Anyways. All right, well, the chairs, they're an orange design, right, Logan? Tell us more.
They split when you sit on them.
I think the main difference about these schools is that Tech does not have a Leo son.
Oh, that's a good point. There could be a different one, alternate timeline, Leo-san.
There's not. You can tell. They're missing a dynamic that we have.
That bell, you know, just sounds like, you know, the subway train's about to arrive. Or, you know, mind the gap. Exactly. All right. You know, the school resource officer, a little bit more pronounced.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more, what's the word, presence in the room.
Curly hair guy. It's curly hair guy from Knowledge Bowl.
Tell us about this curly-haired gentleman.
He's a sophomore. He's in band.
Is he the one with the green and yellow backpack?
He's in Knowledge Bowl. Oh, yeah.
I
know.
I just think it's interesting that they have, like, their industrial shop. Like, you can see into the industrial shop from here.
Yeah, right next to the lunchroom.
And, you know, the lunch room is a lot more, what's the word, like a cafeteria, right? Like, you're gonna go in the line, you're gonna wait for food, and you're gonna grab it. But, like, it looks nicer, like a college level.
He's in a
level.
Band outside of school, too.
What's that? What's the name of the band?
I don't know. Wow. I follow them on Instagram, I think.
All right. Well, you know, you can always find Harry Johnson later. Ask her what the band is.
follow my Instagram.
All right.
At Harriet A. Johnson.
All right, we're going to break for lunch. So any last thoughts on the tech or anything we've discussed today?
It's very loud. I don't like the fact that like everything in the the lunchroom is surrounded by so many other things and so much glass that you can see into almost every room and see everything, and it's making me uncomfortable.
All right. Logan, any last thoughts?
No last thoughts. No. All
right. Well, this is Leo Sun with, Sun & Company signing off. We'll hope to see you next time on the show. Bye-bye.